Welcome to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast, the only podcast that teaches men the cognitive mastery and alpha mindset that it takes to become an influential and irresistible man of confidence. Here's your host, certified life coach and international man of mystery, Kevin Ayo.
What's up, my brothers? Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. This is your host, Kevin Ayo, and wow. So last week, the podcast, it didn't come out on Friday, and there was a technical issue. Look, we got it worked out. At this point, I know you guys know we got it worked out because now it's the following week and it's all, you know, it's all broadcast and everything. But yeah, big response. I mean, I got emails from you guys. Of course, all the guys in the academy were, I got a lot of messages from those guys, but you guys here, I don't know how many of, again, I don't know the stats of how many listeners I've got in the audience out there, but I can tell you that I got a lot of emails from you guys. So I appreciate that. I guess I'm saying thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for having desire, really. Because you could have just said, oh, the podcast isn't out. Maybe it comes out next day. Maybe it comes out next day. You know, no big deal. Or maybe Kevin stopped recording, you know, whatever. No, you guys, you noticed it wasn't there. You actually reached out, said, hey, it's happening. Where's the podcast? So I appreciate knowing that you guys are listening. I appreciate you guys knowing that you guys are waiting. Like Friday is the day you want this podcast since coming out. So the technical issue, I believe has been resolved. Of course, we'll see with this episode, how it goes. I believe everything's okay. And we're going to finish up with part two here of It's All in the T-Line. Now, last week, I didn't really talk to you guys so much about the T-Line itself, you know, thoughts. I want to take a little bit of this episode, the beginning part of this episode, to just refresh your memory on the universal truth and on the model of alignment. So you guys know what I mean when I say T-line. And then we're going to get back into relationships and how you guys can practice this work. How to have really amazing alpha relationships and truthfully to do the spiritual work. It's hard. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's hard because if you want comfort, if comfort is what you're looking for, here's the thing is what we say. Here's what we say in the academy. In the third dimension, you know, in the material world, success is measured by comfort. You know, in the material world, success is measured by comfort. We say you're successful when. Right? You know, a lot of people measure this other ways. They measure this in, you know, having achieved a goal or having, you know, acquired a certain amount of money. I don't know, like success is, maybe it's a certain level of achievement. But again, like I say, it could be a goal, it could be anything. But really success means, it means resting. It means getting to the destination, right? No matter how we define success, whether it's by a goal, an accomplishment or an accumulation of something, we still look at it in terms of the destination. We look at it in terms of the result, right? The outcome, where we get to rest. We made it to the finish line and we get to rest and relax. And that's really what we look at when we look at comfort. When we look at success. Is comfort is the end of the line. And discomfort, not being not successful, is all the struggle that we're doing to get there. In the spiritual world, the energetic world, the opposite is actually true. What's true is that it's not so much the opposite, but because they can go together, but it's that when you're growing, you know, when you're in a state of movement, when you're in a state of learning or not accumulating, I don't want to say accumulating because accumulating can come from amassing and you might think it's a material. But it can come from skill building, it can come from system understanding, or you know, creating something, producing. So, and then if you're not doing anything, then you're not. You know, that's when you're not growing. So growth in the material world, success we feel is like comfort, discomfort. In the spiritual world, it's change, really. It has to do with change. So when we understand that, and we look at that in terms of the model of alignment, I want you guys to know that, actually, I'm going to review the model of alignment first, and we're going to come back to it so you guys know what I mean when I say growth. Because to have amazing relationship is different than you may think. It's not about this easy relationship. where there's no conflict, where there's no disagreement, where there's no work. In an amazing alpha relationship, there is work. There is conflict because that's what triggers the work. That's what gets the work done. But I'll come back to that, brothers. Let's get in very quick to review. Universal truth. Circumstances are neutral. Brother, the world is a hologram, right? World is a hologram. World is neutral. World is data. It's energy. I'm not going to say blind energy. I'm not going to say empty energy because I don't want to put any type of negative or disparaging terminology on our material universe. Our material universe is very beautiful. It's very lovely. It is a reflection of our own work, of our own journey. And I love it. I'm grateful for it. So I don't want to put any, I don't want to say, oh, it's just blind energy. It's just empty nonsense. You know, it's all illusion and blah, blah, blah. Like it's very, very beautiful. It's light. It's light, brothers, right? It's understanding. It's light reflecting off of energy, reflecting off of energy that's vibrating at a frequency that allows for light to bounce off of it, right? So it doesn't go right through it. Right, goes through everything else, right? Vibrations that are, you know, too fast to bounce to get a reflection off of. So our physical world is beautiful, but it's neutral. It's neutral. It's all neutral. It's all neutral. Neutral data, molecules, cells, light. Then we have thoughts. We have our thoughts about the world. Our thoughts create our feelings drive our actions determine our results, and our results then reinforce our thoughts. So we are in sort of a closed loop of thought, result, thought, result, thought, result, thought, result. And during that thought, result, closed loop, we get experience, which is feeling, and we get movement, which is action. And that's kind of the universal truth. So when I say T-line, when I say it's all in the T-line, I'm talking about it's all in the thought line, because in the closed thought result loop, it begins with our thought. It begins there, and that's the result we get. We also get our experience from it. We also get our movement from it. Now, that was a very quick review. And if you guys want a more deep review, you can go back to some of the very first podcasts. Listen to the first 10 podcasts. You're going to get a great review on the universal truth and the model of alignment, especially the T-line. You can listen to a whole podcast on the T-line. But when we get into relationships and you guys start relating with people, remember, it's not about the person. The person is the circumstance. The person is the C-line. You think that the person is real. Right, you think that the person is creating your feelings, you're driving your actions, right? You made me mad. You made me do this, right? But it's not. It's your thoughts. And that's your conditioning. That's another part of energy. So when we're in a relationship, the first thing we want to do is watch that. Who are we pretending to be? We're pretending to be somebody who is upset. We're pretending to be somebody who is offended. We're pretending to be somebody who is... Maybe it's a friend of ours. You know, we're pretending to be somebody who agrees. We're pretending to be somebody who enjoys what they're hearing, right? I mean, it could be anything because that's in the T line. The C line is just happening. It's phenomena unfolding. So when we're in that relationship and we're working with that, that's the first thing is to recognize. The next thing to recognize is, okay, so we got this phenomena unfolding. What is in the T line? You know, what is actually happening? And there can be that recognition of thought right away. But brothers, when we do this work from a reverse engineering perspective, when we look at the model of alignment, when we reverse engineer it, we actually want to move through the realm of experience. And so let me break it down in a way that's not so much talking about the model of alignment, because I want to say this where you guys will understand this in terms of a practice. When you're in relationship, you are only going to see who you are. So whatever you see, whatever you think, whatever you feel is always going to be a reflection of what energy you're hanging on to, what you're working with right now spiritually. To surrender, release, let go of. For example, and I've used these examples many, many times before, so this will be a review as well. If you are someone who is in that state of mind of working with lust, then you don't see the world the way it is. You see the world the way your energy is stuck. You see the world the way your energy is moving. Moving within you, but stuck, in other words, is trying to get out but can't. So you see the world through women that are attractive, women that are, I would say, for lack of a better word, women that are you lust after. I mean, you find attractive and you want to go after. You would say, I can have sex with that woman. She's makeable. Men who are threats to you. So in other words, if we're using some kind of SMV, sexual market value, then if you consider yourself a seven, then you are looking at men that are eights, nines, and tens. Not because you think they're attractive, right? But not because they're makeable to you, but because they're threats. Because if you see a woman that's attractive to you and you want to go after her, you're also noticing the other guy that might get in your way. And then everybody else is pretty much irrelevant. And that's your world. That's what you see. That's what your relationships are built on. That's what all your relationships are built on. That's what you see. That's how you communicate. It's the energy that you're moving. The irrelevant people, when you talk to the irrelevant people, it'll be a certain way. When you talk to the attractive women, it'll be a certain way. When you talk to the threatening men, it'll be a certain way. It'll all be different. I'll be different based on that energy because of how you see the world. I got a friend who sees the world through age. You know, they see the world through age, constantly comparing age. This person looks older, younger than me. This person looks old for their age. This person looks young for their age. This person must have had work done. You know, they got Botox, so they're using this, taking this pill or that pill, or red light therapy or meditation or creams, or or they've got that surgery done or this injection. You know, because that's the way they see the world. They see the world that way. Everything is that way. And they'll never really get to know anybody. They'll never really be able to break through that barrier of how they see the world and get to know other people, because that's all they'll ever see. That's all you'll ever see if we continue to see through our beta condition, through that part of us, that relationship aspect, that relationship part of us that only sees the world a certain way. Now, when we separate and we look at it from that perspective where, okay, I am not this person. I realize that this is just a story. This is just a thought. This is a T-line. This is a conditioning. This is my beta. And I reverse engineer it. And I start to become super conscious, super alpha. And I start to reverse engineer it. And I reverse engineer it. And when every time we reverse engineer it, remember, we go from the bottom up. But I don't want to worry about the R line and the A line. I want to worry about results and actions, because those are, you know, the actions are just movement anyway. Those are fairly neutral. We want to look at the F line, brothers, here. What we want to do is look at the F line, because in terms of the spiritual work, in terms of the alpha vibrations, if we say, okay, so if everybody is me, if everybody is me pretending to be somebody else, everybody is me pretending to be somebody else and simultaneously trying to bring me back to helping me remember that everybody is me pretending to be somebody else, right? And to not take this all so seriously, then I want to begin with the experience. I want to begin with the F line. And I really want to begin with looking at showing up with a certain feeling or vibration. I think vibration is probably a better word, because feeling may sound a little bit touchy-feely, right? Like, I want to feel this way, right? I want to feel happy. I want to feel excited, right? I mean, we want to feel, right? I mean, we just want to vibrate, right? We want to be in a certain state of being. I want to be in a certain state of being with people that I know are me pretending to be somebody else. What state of being do I want to be when I'm with these people? Now, here's the thing. If I can say this is the state of being I want to be in, because this is my state of being, and it can be anything, brothers. I'm not telling you what state of being to be. Okay? Like, I'm not telling you should or shouldn't be, because that's where we get into some weirdness, right? That's when people try to tell you how you ought to act and how to feel and all these other things. It doesn't matter. Look, it could be love. You could say, I want to love. I want to show up with love for everybody. You know, I know there's a lot of religions that do that. Say love, love, love. You know, we walk into a temple or a synagogue or a, you know, a mosque or a church, and we say, love. You know, love. Everything is love. We want to love everybody. Maybe it's compassion. You know, maybe you want to show up with compassion for everybody because you're pretending, because you know you're pretending. They don't know they're pretending. And in their non-knowledge, in their ignorance, they're suffering. That's what suffering is. Remember, suffering is not knowing you're pretending. It's forgetfulness. Maybe you want to show up with gratitude. You know, gratitude is one of my favorites. I love gratitude. So I'm not telling you how to feel. I'm not telling you how to vibrate, right? What I'm telling you is to reverse engineer this model alignment, to reverse engineer this relationship so you show up feeling a certain way. Now, here's the practice. Here's the practice I want you guys to consider working with this week. The practice is if you decide I'm going to show up with love, I'm going to show up with compassion, I'm going to show up with gratitude, I'm going to show up with patience, I'm going to show up with understanding, I'm going to show up with kindness, I'm going to show up with self-control, discipline, whatever you decide, I'm going to show up with this in this relationship, in all relationships. And then you don't, right? And then you don't show up like that. That's your work, right? That's your move. That's where you can bring the practice into your life through the relationship. You see, because you could even do this from the beta condition if you can catch yourself in the beta condition. If you catch yourself playing a role and taking that role seriously, then you can find yourself taking that role seriously. And in the taking of that role seriously, you can find yourself not in a state of feeling whatever it is you want to feel in your relationships. And by recognizing you're not in that state of feeling, you can catch yourself and say, oh, there's the work. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? That's the conditioning. And it's what you're thinking and feeling. That's the biggest hurdle, brothers. I'm going to tell you right now, that's the biggest hurdle. I've given you the work. I've given you what to practice for the week. But the biggest hurdle is knowing that it's coming from within you. That's why I continue to try to get you guys to enroll in the academy. Because to do this work by listening to the podcast, you can do it. I'm not saying you can't do it. You can do it. You can learn this. But it's going to be much, much slower and much, much more difficult to have someone help guide you through this, to recognize that there is literally no one in your life. It doesn't matter who it is. We've got new members in the academy, right? New members of the academy come in for different reasons. We got a new guy come in for relationship. And for the first few, I would say even months, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, I would say that our brother was, still even is, honestly, I don't want to say he's like cured, right? Or healed, like, because there's still this move. There's still this movement of energy. He can still catch himself in it. But definitely in the beginning and for the first 6 to 8 weeks, there was this, everything when he would come to our calls, group calls, one-on-one calls, you know, they would be blaming this other person. You know, she's this way, she's that way. You know, the reason why I'm angry, I get triggered because she does that, because she does this. And that's why the academy is so powerful. That's why having a brotherhood is so powerful. Because I can tell you guys, look, when you are in a relationship, separate from who you think you are, don't take yourself too seriously, and really start listening to what you're thinking and feeling. And I can tell you that. Same way I can tell you, okay, what I want you to do is throw one leg over the frame. I want you to put your right foot on the right pedal. See if you get your butt up on the seat. And I want you to push a little bit. And as you push, start to throw with your left foot, throw your left foot onto the left pedal and then start to move those pedals and see if you can balance yourself on that two-wheeled bicycle. You know, I can explain that to you. You can be like, oh, okay. Yeah, I think I get it. I think I get what you're saying. But then you get up and do it and you fall off the bike. You get up and do it and you fail and you do it and you fail. And without somebody there to kind of guide you, walk you through it, when you do it and you fail, you may be thinking, oh, I'm doing it wrong. You're not doing it wrong. You just need more practice. You're actually doing it right. Failing doesn't mean wrong. It means you're learning. Falling. Falling doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It means you're learning. If you know how to ride a bike and then you fall, okay, then you're quote unquote doing it wrong, right? Then you've lost consciousness, as we say. You know, you fall off the bike, it's no big deal. Fall off the bike, you did it wrong, get back on. But when you're doing it for the first time, it's really just about getting used to it. So when you go into relationships, getting used to that is watching it. I want to feel love. I want to vibrate with love. I want to vibrate with compassion. I want to vibrate with generosity. I want to vibrate with patience. Here's my boss. Here's my girlfriend. Here's my father. What am I feeling? I'm feeling agitation. I'm feeling pressure. I'm feeling nervousness. I'm feeling resentful. Okay, there it is. Beautiful. We've got it. Right? That's the move. But it takes getting there. It takes practice to get there. Knowing you feel this, okay, that's your work. Otherwise, what we do is we project that work onto the other person. We blame, we complain, we fight, we argue, we throw red flags. We say, oh, that's a red flag. There's something wrong with this person. They're doing something wrong. I don't like this. You know, even the whole getting to know phase, same thing. We do the getting to know. If you're into getting to know with somebody, I'm going to go to this new meeting. Maybe it's a networking meeting. Maybe it's a blind date. Maybe it's something. I don't know. I'm going to get to know these new people. Maybe friends of my friend. It's a party, whatever it is. I'm going to get to know them. Get to know things. You can pretend there too. I love these people. It doesn't matter what they say because what they say is who they think they are. They're not giving me the full information anyway. They're not giving me the full scoop. They're just telling me what they think I want to hear. You know, they're marketing, they're advertising, putting their best foot forward. Consciously or unconsciously, that's what people do. So that's all right. Let's take a look at that. Let's watch that. Let's enjoy that. But I know they're pretending. I know they're playing a role. I know they're doing their thing. And if I can hold a state, if I can hold that state, openness, love, and whatever it is that you want to hold, but if there's not, if they say something, they say something political. They say something economical, right? There's something about economics. They say something about maybe you're doing something, you're doing a diet or a workout plan, and they say something about it, and you get this thought, oh, like, what do they know? Or you get triggered by something. That's your work. That's how we use relationships to do the work. Everybody is a teacher. Everybody's out there teaching, everybody's out there showing, everybody out there's giving. So we want to look at the F line. We want to say, where am I not being through living through my intentional model, feeling, experiencing my intentional F line? Unless you intentionally want to feel anger. That's the other thing, brothers. If you intentionally want to feel something, if you say, I'm intentionally going to feel this way, that's what actors do. You know, they go into movies fulfilling a role. How do you see the world? If you intentionally see the world through lust, then maybe you are a pickup artist. Maybe you are a player, right? Maybe you are somebody that sees the world simply through that. That's how you see the world. That's the way the world is. And you're doing that with intention, and that's okay. Go ahead. Right? There's no judgment here. It's all about you in the work that you're doing to see. I don't even want to say blind spots. I want to say to see the filters that are covering your heart in seeing the world, because they're not blind spots. They're actually blocking. They're covering your eyes. It's every time you step into being something that you think you are and taking that role seriously. Is that I do it as well when I get on call sometimes. I don't have time to prepare, bring myself into that neutral space. I'll get on a call and all of a sudden it's two egos going back and forth. The coach and the student. It's not two souls in love. Not two souls in that space of we're here. You know, that's the alpha state in relationship. Two souls just being here. You can see it in children. They haven't built up all that conditioning, all that seriousness about who they think they are. We can see it in the very elderly as well. Those who are preparing to move on into the next experience. There's no more seriousness. What difference does it make anymore, right? See that. You can see there's space there. The twinkle in the eye, the letting go of all the things that we think are real, all the things that we hold and take so seriously. So that's what I want you guys to practice this week. And I'll say it one more time. Go into your relationships, go into any relationship, especially your more triggering relationships. More triggering relationships, the relationships where you have a more of a built-up ego. Those are the two that where you're going to get the most work done. The ones where you feel particularly triggered, particularly out of control of your emotions, and where you feel a buildup of ego, where you feel a high sense of status or power, because that's where, again, that's where the ego comes from. Either one of those places, go in there and watch it. Watch it comes out, because in the former, you'll see the triggers. You'll see where you're taking things seriously. Could be global issues. You're triggered by something somebody said politically, and you're triggered by it because you're taking politics seriously. Or you're taking death seriously. You're taking war seriously. You're taking money seriously. You're taking government seriously. Politics. Triggered because it's too serious. But in the latter, in the other, watch how you take yourself too seriously. Watch how, as other people see you a certain way, you start to see yourself in the way they see you and take that projection too seriously. Because there's nothing serious. The alpha way, the relationship here that we're looking for, is that space of unity. Space of unity where everything exists as one. Everything exists as a single thought. This entire universe is a single thought. And we're just running all the potential thoughts through our minds. They're just happening. They're just there. It's like the material world unfolds, the mental world unfolds. We watch it, we experience it. But always remember, brothers, you're not in a relationship with people and things. You're in a relationship with thoughts about people and things. You don't see the world the way it is. You see the world the way you are. What you think about others tells you nothing about them and everything about you. And what others say about you tells you nothing about you and everything about them. And that's what I have for you this week. Until next week, elevate your alpha.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard and want even more, sign up for Unleash Your Alpha, your guide to shifting to the alpha mindset at thealphamalecoach.com/unleash.